This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The charity Save the Children said two of its Myanmar staff were missing on Saturday after the charred remains of more than 30 people were found in eastern Kaya State. In an attack, a monitoring group and local media blamed on troops commanded by the ruling junta. Myanmar has been in chaos since a coup February 1st, in which the military took over the democratically elected government. A local monitoring group says more than 1,300 people have been killed in a crackdown on protesters since then. Local militias have sprung up across the country to fight the junta and have drawn the military into a cycle of clashes and reprisals. On Saturday, photos appeared on social media purporting to show two burnt-out trucks and a car on a highway in Hapruzo Township in eastern Kaya State, with the charred remains of bodies inside. A member of a local militia said its fighters had found the vehicles Saturday morning after hearing the military had stopped several vehicles in the township. Save the Children said later Saturday that two of its Myanmar staff had been caught up in the incident and were missing. It added it had confirmation that their private vehicle was attacked and burned. The charity said it has since suspended work in several regions. Pope Francis mentioned Myanmar in his Christmas message Saturday. He decried increasing polarization in personal and international relationships. He said only dialogue can resolve conflicts ranging from family feuds to threats of war. He called on individuals and world leaders to talk to each other rather than dig in their heels, and said distancing has only been made worse by the COVID-19 pandemic. He said dialogue and cooperation are the only choices that can resolve conflict and provide lasting benefits for all. This is VOA News. A German non-governmental organization said Saturday that one of its migrant rescue ships has picked up more than 270 people from the central Mediterranean Sea in three operations since Friday. Sea-Watch said on its Twitter account that its ship, Sea-Watch 3, helped two inflatables that had run into trouble in the early hours of Christmas Day. The two dinghies were carrying around 100 and 80 people, respectively, and were rescued around 70 kilometers off the coast of Libya, according to a spokesman who spoke to the French news agency. Sea-Watch said its team is now looking after around 270 people in all, after picking up 93 people in a wooden boat in international waters south of the Italian island of Lampedusa on Friday morning. Sea-Watch 3 set out on its Christmas rescue operation Thursday evening. The rescue ship has been patrolling the sea off the Libyan coast since November 2017 to help any vehicles in distress. Scientists have declared the eruption on Spain's La Palma Island officially over on Saturday, allowing islanders to breathe a sigh of relief nearly 100 days after the Cumbre Vieja volcano began to spew out lava, rock, and ash and upended the lives of thousands of people. After bursting into action on September 19th, the volcano suddenly went quiet Monday, December 13th. Authorities were wary of raising false hope and held off until Christmas Day to give the all clear. The Canary Islands Regional Security Chief Julio Perez called a news conference Saturday and told reporters, quote, "What I want to say today can be said with just four words. The eruption is over." Some 3,000 properties were destroyed by lava that poured down the mountainside, but remarkably no one was killed in the three-month eruption. Thousands of Sudanese protesters rallied Saturday, 2 months after a military coup, demanding soldiers go back to the barracks and calling for a transition to civilian rule. Waving flags, beating drums, dancing and chanting, crowds marched on the streets of Khartoum, despite a heavy deployment of security forces, who later fired tear gas to break them up. Officers had earlier blocked bridges connecting the capital to suburbs, cut phone lines, and restricted the internet ahead of the planned protests. And NASA's James Webb Space Telescope blasted off Saturday from South America's northeastern coast, opening a new era of astronomy. The revolutionary $9 billion incident will be able to peer the farthest yet into the cosmos. It's been hailed by NASA as the premier space science observatory of the next decade. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.